Now, it's the JK Talk Show with your host, Josh Carey, and co-host who's in Europe, I don't know, dude, fucking off some French guy, Eric Torres. Now, let's get the shit started. All right, good. All right, so you promised us something good, so let's hear it.
Now, I have a friend named Dante Bolton.
Dante has no friends, by the way.
I already love it.
Speak of the mic. Tell him what you're going to do. Tell him what you're
going to do. Now, my friend Dante Bolton,
speak of the mic, please.
He is a man
he's not a man, first of all. He's a boy.
He doesn't give a shit. Give a shit about anyone or anything. And
especially his appearance.
He loves me to death. He is very attractive to me. I think he's pretty gay.
What the hell is that? Ice cream man? Oh, you fucking cunt.
Whose phone is that?
It's an ice cream man.
Is Bolton, that's his last name?
Yeah, it's Dante Bolton. And what's funny is his dad's name.
His legal name?
Is that legal?
Yeah,
is that
what he's legal? Like? Well, he was adopted.
He was adopted.
He was adopted by white people.
So is that the white people's name?
Yes. Or his dad's name's actually Michael Bolton.
Is it really? Yeah.
Yes.
Is it okay? Is it the Michael Bolton
from the bloodline, the Boltons?
Michael Bolton.
No, it's okay.
From the bloodline, the Boltons?
No, it's not.
That's what I'm wondering. Is it the Bolton that we're thinking of?
So this man, this child.
He's a man child, basically.
He loves me to death. And
yeah, he really does. It's
like
odd.
He says,
love you. I just barely met you.
Sorry, Gunnar. Set up the story because you're doing a good job setting this up.
He says that I can't move away from him 15 minutes. So 15 minutes around.
You're a lot further
from
him.
I'm not allowed to move.
I heard that conversation, by the
yes.
way.
So,
dude, he gets butthurt when I show up.
You know what? We're just going to get him on the phone. All
right, let's talk to this guy.
Let's get him on the phone.
He is a piece of work.
Okay.
Dante's peak.
Be quiet, guys.
All
right. Here we go. Speaker.
Put it closer. Speakerphone.
Shh, be quiet.
I could plug it in, man.
Can plug it in?
Yeah, I can. I need the wire, though. Hold on. I gotta get the wire.
Hold on. Just keep talking. We can plug it in.
What's messed up?
There you go. Please pick up.
I'm sorry. But the person you called.
Damn.
It's too poor. I can't pay his bill.
It was too good. This was too good.
He's gonna pick up. He's gonna pick up.
Another black man not paying his cell phone bill.
Yeah.
He's black, by the way.
He's black?
If anyone wants to know.
He's on CPT, yeah. Color people time.
And he's barely black, by the way.
Jesus, that's
the time.
You don't have your speaker.
That's the time? He's fucking you. Shut the
There you go, Jesus.
Come put on. The speaker on, stupid.
Okay, he did.
I'm sorry.
What the
he's hanging up on you.
Damn, it looks like the student became the teacher.
No, this
the hunter has become the hunter.
No. This
is getting butthurt. This guy.
Answer. Trust me.
All right, we'll see. We trust you.
Speaker.
Yep. Oh, there you go. Speaker. I'm going to shut my mic off if he answers.
Yeah.
I will. I got to see if he answers first.
I'm sorry.
What's that white person keeps answering his phone?
He called me like 40 times earlier.
You think he's boning some chick? Yeah, I'm just kidding. Totally kidding.
David, he laughed at it.
No, if you know this guy, he's like,
a Pokemon black man.
He may be black. You know, black guys are savvy. Black guys are savvy and they know how to get chicks. This guy doesn't.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Josh. Did you call him a Pokemon black guy?
Yeah, he's a Pokemon black guy.
Yeah, he's a nerdy guy. He's a nerdy dude.
I don't understand, like. Does he like?
He's just a nerdy guy.
Evolve or is he living a ball?
No, he's just a nerdy
black?
Dude. That's all.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Gutterat, he's not gonna answer.
God damn it! Doesn't matter. Gutterat, can I ask you a question and answer to me honestly?
Please don't ask him any questions.
Please let me ask him a question. Hey, bro.
This is not gonna go well.
When was the first time you got a blowjob?
Yesterday.
Fuck. He's like, I didn't even know what it was till yesterday.
What is it?
No, honestly, I remember.
Okay.
Oh, it's.
7?
No.
8?
15?
12?
You're not 15, really?
No, I was 15.
Do you remember her
Freshman
name?
Year.
His name? Do you remember his name?
Yeah, do you remember his name?
Courtney. His name was Courtney. She had long blonde hair.
Like, it's like a white bitch.
Yeah, it was a white bitch.
Fuck, dude, they do not know how to suck dick. I had to, like, forcefully face fuck them.
What kind of girls do you like going down on?
Kind of guys do you like?
Any chick with a dick?
Oh, gay! That sounds gay. Hell yeah. Man.
No, no, I'm a blowjob kind of guy. Like,
well, I fucking love blowjobs.
That's my thing. I rather.
Wow, weird. You too.
No. What? Okay. So now, when you watch pornos, like
I don't.
I watch
booty clapping videos. I don't watch pornos. I haven't watched a full. I haven't watched a porn.
I watch them all the fucking time.
In over 10 years. 10 years, I haven't watched a porn.
You live a sad life.
Okay, so
no. Have you seen booty clapping videos? You guys don't even know. Fuck y'all niggas.
They're not that great, man.
They're not that great.
No, definitely.
Have that happen to your dick.
So. Well, I was about to say.
Why don't you have the headphones? I don't understand.
Is if you're watching porn, there's two different kinds of porn now. There's UJizz, UPorn.
Got it right.
There's fucking Pornhub.
How about him?
No, I know. RedTube, 8. I know what's up.
Now, but if you buy porn in the fucking DVD, they actually have a new feature. You want to hear what the new feature is called?
I don't.
Please, I do.
Skip to cum shot. Now, you skip that bitch to cum shot, and then you get to see the fucking glory, dude. It's a fucking... I love demeaning girls. Yes.
I come from the days... Get it? Come. We used to buy... My porno came in VHS boxes. And they were $50 for VHS. And this is how I used to watch porn.
What the hell do you mean? Like, on a fucking forklift?
The last time I watched an OG porn in my house that I jerked off to was in VHS. Wow. That was a lot. And then after that, the internet came around, and I was like, oh, hey, the internet.
Now,
started busting all kinds of nuts. But then
the fuck was that?
Finish him. Finish me.
Now, one time.
Okay, before you say it, what the fuck did you say, Boot, right now? This guy's asking. We're in the middle of a podcast,
yeah.
And you just came
in
to
ask. A random fucking time to ask.
What are you doing? What? You know we have a show. Josh has a show right now.
What the hell's wrong with you?
What is wrong with you, dude?
Do you interrupt America?
Is Josh Garcia going to have to rape somebody?
No, I don't interrupt America, Gutterat. Okay.
What about the rape?
Yeah.
So, these are stars and bars. They never run.
Yeah, that's not how it goes.
You'll be sucking my dick like... By the way. I'm kidding, Boo. Settle down. You're not gonna get all sad.
I'm a fan of head. And it's a deal breaker
fan
to me
who?
Sometimes.
Sorry.
No secret.
I've had hot bitches suck my dick and do it right, and then I'm just like, no dice. And she's hot.
I don't believe you.
That's me smacking my dick on her face.
Now,
that's how Hitler masturbates.
Now a funny story about VHS is on pornos, like when I was growing up,
another gutter story?
Yes.
So another gutter update.
Hold on. Keep talking. I got gutter news report for you. Okay, go ahead.
Tell me.
Okay, here we go.
Tell me.
We're gonna have another gutter update, right? Gutter news. Gutter news. This is gutter news. It's time for gutter news.
So, my dad was single till, I think, maybe age 9 to me.
This doesn't sound like news to me.
So he had a lot of pornos, a shit ton of pornos in his room. And I used to borrow them to whack off all the time. Yeah. Now, they were all VHSs.
I'm so confused how this is news.
Are you telling me something's
gonna
happen?
They were all VHSs, and my dad would come in the room like,
yeah, how would he come?
I'm like, hey, I know you watch my videos because it's not at the same spot as I left it. Yes, and it was so real.
You're not a teenager. Let's talk to you younger later. this guy,
a teenager?
How old is he? 20-something years old?
23.
Yeah. Well, you come from the days of DVD, so it's not like you can fucking put the shit on and like, hey, that. I know exactly. It's like in a car. Like you want to bring the car back with the same amount of gas.
Well, yeah, but apparently,
what is my dad watching that porn? She's married to my mom.
Because your mom's probably ugly now. He's
my mom is a fucking beautiful woman you've ever seen in your life.
Mine is not. Mine looks like she's fucking got beat with a ugly cock.
Josh, other subject. You remember my parents' porn?
I never saw it.
Oh my!
And I don't want to see it.
Mom
to be
got beat with an ugly cock.
Now my parents had a
Happy
porno.
Mother's Day.
My parents had a porno, and they made a porno, right? And we accidentally turned it on one day because
They're from the south, mind you.
Because it was in the Flintstones box. We're just trying to watch the Flintstones.
What kind of you shitting me?
Please tell me your dad went. Yabba-dabba-doo!
Yabba-dabba-done! What's your mom's name?
What's that?
What's your mom's name?
Christina. Wilma.
I don't know.
Christina!
So.
And then they had Bam Bam.
So we went to go watch a fucking
Flintstones.
We went to watch Flintstones as a little kid. I think I was maybe like 7, 8.
Hey, did your dad at any time say, I'm not Fred Flintstone, but I can make your bed rock?
That's a little old.
Okay,
little,
I'm gonna kill the mood here.
Okay.
You're a rap song, huh?
So it was me.
Podcast over.
It was me, two girls, and his
one cup.
Brother, and like my sisters. In the room, trying to watch Flintstones, just regular Flintstones, and they recorded it.
Regular Flintstones.
And then it was like, all you see was like dark shades, like the like curtains.
That's how it
like
always starts.
Down.
Can I fucking recap? Are you telling me you put on a Flintstones movie?
No. He thought it was a Flintstones.
Yeah, thought it was. But
did you realize when it was the difference between cartoon and live action?
After I see my dad naked, yes, I was like, "Oh fuck!"
You were like, "Hey, what was dad in the Flintstones?"
And then,
I don't know, but he's as hard as a rock.
Well, yeah,
I was gonna say rock hard.
Long story short,
long dick short.
I like when he says long story short
because here's
the kicker,
and he never says
long story short. It was. All right, everyone in my neighborhood basically see my parents naked and shit, right? And so what we did is we had a yard sale like the weekend after. And I put it in a fucking – it was like an Aliens cover or some shit. And we sold it. And then
– You sold a porno tape that was in a Flintstones thing in a yard
God.
Sale on
swear
an Aliens box.
Swear to God, yes.
Laugh out loud.
Swear to God. and I don't know what the fuck happened
so
to
So right now someone his age is jerking off
I don't give
to
a
his parents.
Shit.
Yeah.
Well, my mom was 300 plus, so whoever's wife up
yeah,
to that shit.
Big,
so it's
man.
A fetish.
Whoever's
it's a fetish video.
Up to that shit.
You know the planet Mercury?
Stepping on sandwiches?
Yeah. Oof. So
God. I want to give it to you deep and hard.
Does your dad say that anytime to your mom? Your dad was.
You
by the way,
the video.
By the way, his mom was a beautiful woman. How dare you say that about your mom?
Really?
My mom is a beautiful woman.
Okay, she's
I
pretty
love
ugly.
Her.
She's very all right, good, right?
She looked
a beautiful
like a
bitch.
Meth
my mom is a beautiful bitch.
She looked like a meth head that didn't run around and just kept eating.
Yeah, looked like a meth head.
It looked like.
Hey, I don't know if you care for me to tell the story, but do you remember when your mom would tell us that she was seeing lights? And would try to show us like a guy in a palm tree. Do you remember that? That was crazy.
What are you talking about, Josh?
When we were young, because I know this guy.
My mom did a lot of speed. And
was it speed or bit? Yeah, same thing, right?
And
yeah, speed,
she would freak out and she would call the cops and say, "Hey, I hear a lot of people in the attic. Can you come over?"
Nobody in there.
And they're like, "Oh, there's no one in here, miss."
Hey, by the way, if you're a meth head, that's the last thing
you
should be calling.
And then she used to record palm trees in her backyard. She used to record palm trees with a camera. And she used to call the cops over.
But
hey,
even calling the
don't you see this guy right here? And the cops were like, "What the fuck are you on?"
Your mom was never worried about calling the cops being on meth.
No,
no. When you're on meth,
I don't know what the fuck she was on, but it was some shit like
cops.
Yeah.
I just remember because she would film it. Remember?
And
she would film a palm tree and tell us, like, look it. You don't see somebody there? And I'd be like,
wait a minute. So when you guys were like, how old are you?
How old are you? You're a different age than I am.
I was probably like 8.
Really?
I think
maybe
like
10,
right?
You were kicking it with an 8-year-old?
No, I was friends with his brother.
Yeah.
He actually
that's
what the
fuck
I know.
That's right. I lived with you.
Oh, my God. Now
I lived with you and your brother for a while. Philip Brown. That's why I kept trying to tell you, but I don't think you know who he is.
No.
Or
now
remember.
That I see his face, I know exactly. I know the bloodline now. Now I think I
pretty genealogist
that.
All of a sudden.
You probably fucked my sister.
I probably
there's probably one of my nephews with their name on it.
She's white, right?
Aragon.
Yeah.
I didn't fuck her.
Obviously.
Of course she's white.
Man, but I didn't fuck her.
She's white.
I don't want to say the word rape.
Ass to mouth, you can't get pregnant. That's why you can't go wrong.
Only if you do it from mouth to ass and you have to be snowballed.
No,
speaking of snowball. When was the last time you had nut in your mouth? Like your own nut. I know you have something for this.
Never. Oh. I can honestly say never. I've never done that. No.
I don't do that.
I was not interested in trying my own bucket.
I don't play
that
water.
That was a weird question. I was just thinking.
I don't play water.
All right,
water
well, let's thank
Katzen
for coming by. It's been real. It's been great. So you'll find the exit to your right. There's a bus station right over there. If you want to get home.
I live down the street. Yeah. We're doing this in a garage, right?
Well, you can walk home. That's fine.
I can walk home. I don't give a fuck.
I'm totally kidding. Settle down.
Get me out of your podcast.
Can we get him to
go
now?
Are we
going to
order some hookers or not?
What?
I really need some hookers.
All right, Gutterette. Well, thanks for coming by. Yeah.
So
another one out.
So two weekends ago in Vegas.
We have to get something out of him. No, I don't care about the Vegas trip. I want to get something.
Gutter
something.
Stories.
Some gutter. Some gutter. Yes. Let me hear some of your gutter. I want to hear what you did in the gutter. Let me ask the question. You ate a hamburger, and then what?
I gave it to you. He's looking through his memory bank.
I'm sorry, what?
You can't see his face. He's actually going through his...
Why is she still talking?
What the hell are you talking about?
No, actually, that is a pretty good...
See, I'm opening doors in his mind. I'm telling you.
Open buttholes. That's what I'm talking about.
That's a Josh fucking
cock show. About 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
Starts with a burger, by the way.
Let's hear this. Go ahead and gutter it. Hey, Utah, don't chime in too much. You've been saying too much.
Hey, it was loud as fuck. Shut up!
Yeah. About 4 weeks ago, I was at Huntington Beach with my friend Jared.
That's a great story. Yeah. Anyways,
now,
what's up, Utah? Right,
now,
all right, go ahead.
We were like, what the fuck are we going to do tonight?
There better be a hamburger in this motherfucker.
No, fucker.
Yes, there is.
Fucking, go ahead. Just go ahead.
And then there was a bar called Tumbleweeds.
Oh, Tumbleweeds. I know where that's at. Great bar. It's a middle-aged bar.
Are you shitting me?
No, it really is.
It's a real bar?
Yeah, it's in Huntington Beach.
Oh, fuck.
Now, if any of you listeners of three is familiar,
five, Dick.
is familiar with Tumbleweeds, it's kind of like the Foxfire of Huntington Beach.
Foxfire's in Anaheim, by the way, and it's like a middle-aged bar.
It's all about cougars. Cougar Den.
There's a lot of them there.
You're really into this old chick shit, huh?
I told you.
Fucking around,
I told
What's
you.
What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that.
No, well,
the old chicks are good.
Like I said, like a wine, so, but you're I'm so, like a holly.
So about 4 weeks ago, we end up there, and I meet some chick, and
What's his name?
My friend Ernie Sanchez, fucking...
He's been on the podcast, by the way.
From Muffler Doctor. He is newly single, so... Well, I do.
Don't give
up
too much information. Jeez, he married to Susie Zimmerman.
okay. So
Social Security.
So what we do is like, hey, you know what? We're gonna have a bet, you and I. So we're gonna have a bet that whoever gets a girl is gonna have to pay us $20. So
simple bet.
Yeah, simple bet. And then
simple man.
And then I take it to the next level. I take it way to the next level. Way to the next level.
You got to pay $10 to suck a dude.
There,
you got cougar anal.
I get there.
Anal cougar. Anal
cougar. Yeah, I like cougar.
Right, whatever. Go on.
Like,
you got a polar bear.
I get there and I see some girl about.
Is she a panther?
Close to 60.
Black chicks.
Close to 60. Close to 60. Right.
Close or she is 60.
She's close 60. To 60.
Doesn't matter. Do you know her
matter.
Actual?
Doesn't matter. Right. If she's close. Near 60, she's 60. Yeah, say.
Okay. Whatever. Go on.
About. And then we start making out.
Do you have a limit? Out. Before you continue, do you have a limit of how old? Or is it just like, once you're old, it doesn't matter?
Now, do you know my name?
Gutter? Oh, I don't even have to.
It's Gutter Rat for a reason.
I did not.
Woo! Yeah, Gutter Rat. That was good.
Not even the rap part.
This is like the Gutter
Rat. Excuse me. Do you know my name?
Now, okay, so we started making out. Long story short. She was there with
Stop saying that. I love when you say that. It's never short.
She was there with another guy. And I stole her from him, and that guy was probably
How old
like
was he?
45.
Okay,
never mind. Maybe.
As you say it. All right.
So we end up walking home. I'm drunk.
Walking home? Where does she
live? Did she have like one of those little walkers?
with tennis balls on them? Well, the great thing is she lives.
You got 10%
right next
off at Denny's the next morning?
She lives right next to the bar. So we start walking to her place.
She broke a hip.
Hands, making out. Just fucking like Love Boat shit and shit.
Love Boat. Then, have you ever seen Love Boat? I don't think
she did. She was in it.
And then she starts sucking my dick right in front of the middle of the street.
On the
with her teeth, or like she took them off, or what?
Did she gum you?
Not
a Hummer, a gummer.
In front of her apartment, there's like little like fucking pedestals you can sit down, and there's like grass and everything.
Why would you just go in the apartment?
And then she starts sucking my dick in the middle of nowhere, and then the sprinklers turn on.
So now you're in the middle of nowhere.
So we're like, oh fuck, we gotta go. And then we're walking, and she was like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't go to my house right now because my 26-year-old daughter is there.
You should have fucked the daughter.
Now,
the daughter was
I am 26 years old, and this bitch is probably like 50 or 60. I'm like, oh, fuck. So we end up walking.
Really, 26-year-old.
And then her friend is walking down the street. And
Whose
then we're
friend?
Like,
the mom's
hey.
Friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, the mom's friend is walking down the street. She said, hey, what are you doing? Like, trying to get us to go with her. And she was like, hey, you guys could come over for a drink if you want. I was like, fuck yeah, we do. So we end up going to her fucking house. And then we just kept waiting and waiting until she went to sleep, right? And then
the 26-year-old daughter. You're waiting for the 26-year-old daughter to fall asleep.
No, her friend. Her friend is probably about 60, like 62.
So what was this, around 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
No. it was about 2 in the morning. It was about 2 in the morning.
Oh,
so,
burn.
So it was about 2 in the morning, and it was as the bars were closing, and we waited till the girl fell asleep, and right when she fell asleep, we started having sex on her couch. And it was a cloth couch.
I wouldn't call it sex.
It was a cloth couch. As I repeat, it was a cloth couch. Now, I started eating her out. I started doing all this shit to her. Dude, all of a sudden, when I was eating her out, my whole shirt got drenched. My whole shirt got drenched, and, dude, like, I felt this warm feeling in my tongue. Dude,
she
was a squirter. She was a squirter.
Yeah. Did she give you the old octopus ink?
And she squirted all over me. And then
she probably hasn't been fucked since she was fucking 70.
I don't know, since Jesus fucking resurrected.
No, honestly, swear to God.
70-year-old Steven.
Swear to God, she squirted all over my face.
Well, I don't believe in God, so I don't believe you.
And then I started fucking her, and I had no condom. I was like, fuck. And I was like,
then she said,
I touched it. Okay.
That's what you get for not having condoms.
So, I was fucking her. I was like, dude, I don't want to get this bitch pregnant, even though she's past menopause.
I don't think she's gonna get pregnant. You dumb.
So what I did, being drunk, I said, let me stick in her ass.
Yeah, you can't get her pregnant.
She's like, all right. So I do. I was
still get worse.
I was rubbing her ass, and she kept fucking squirting like a motherfucker.
I think you were just literally pumping the fucking, what is the thing they put in dead
when
people?
When you first suck in her ass, did she go?
No, honestly, it's not plasma.
Did she
do
that right in
your
ass?
It's not plasma. It was purely squirt.
Fucking do it.
It's a screaming goat.
It's like a real rape scene.
Yeah, it's got her ass sticking in her ass.
It was purely squirt. It was purely squirt. Now,
is it like Squirto?
There was like another
dimension.
Dimension of squirting.
Now, as I'm writing,
she like
missed.
Was she like one of those fucking
misters?
One of those garden hoses. One of those garden hoses. Like, did she give you the flat one? The mist.
Yeah.
Spray.
It's like when you go to Vegas and it's really hot. They have the misters up in the air.
So get to it. Long story short.
So I fuck her in the ass, and then.
Well, I've ended a lot of stories like that.
Now I told her, like, I told her suck my dick, and I cummed all in her mouth, and it was like, it was a horrendous experience. And then,
horrendous
for her
horrendous
or you? Which
either or, it was,
it's
it was
horrendous for
me
just to listen to this.
Now,
yeah, I don't know what I'm doing here right now.
Have a good time.
I cummed all in her mouth, and she swallowed it. She said that was a hell of a load. And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, a girl that says a hell of a load after you come into their mouth. I was
is
like,
actually 80 years old.
She is pretty much of an expert. She is pretty much of an expert.
You
she says that's a hell of a load.
She had it in her fucking mouth.
You chose experience.
Yeah, fool. Yeah.
The only reason the herpes don't stick on your dick is because they're really old.
So then after that.
They fall off.
So what did you do after that?
So then after that.
That's not been
proven. Keep going, good, right?
Once again, to recap, we were at her friend's house.
No, you know what? Review it.
We were at her friend's house, and we had sex in her friend's front room.
Was her friend hot?
Now, her friend's front fucking couch got drenched as shit. Drenched as shit because she squirted everywhere. She kept squirting. And then, dude, there was a huge puddle the size of, like, Shaquille O'Neal on the couch.
Did you see the couch was made out of?
Was it like,
Cloth? It was cloth.
Cloth. It's like stained for life.
Would you say you were drowning like in fucking
it was stained.
Wetness?
So,
did you just swallow something? Because bitch just swallowed my nut, and one time I was eating the bitch out, and she came, and I swallowed
Yeah,
it,
she
right?
tried to kiss me afterwards.
But she's 80. I wouldn't want her to bitch kissing me no matter what.
No,
80
honestly,
years old.
Honestly, I have to say, it was a little.
Kissing an old woman,
I kissed her after she
it is the equivalent of sucking some old man's nuts. Like, and his nuts got removed, so it just, like, sucking sack skin.
Sooner or
after
later,
I ATM'd her, I kissed her.
Fuck no!
ATM'd her. This guy.
After I ATM'd her, ass to mouth, lady. Then cummed, and I kissed her. Yes, I did.
So where does the burger come in?
Yes, nope. So, I'm going to get to the hamburger. So,
there's a hamburger stand? Long story short.
Oh, my God. Long story short, my ass, man.
So, hold on. We got
how much
got
more time is this going to take? You're taking forever.
So, after that, the next weekend I was out there.
Running out of time. Let's go.
And I asked her, how are you doing, whatever. And she said, hey, my friend was pissed. I had to go to her house and scrub the shit out. It didn't happen. I have to buy her a new cover for her couch. Yes. And then
fuck, I wouldn't pay
after
for
that,
shit.
She said, what are you doing tonight? I said, I'm hanging out with my friends. What are you doing? She said, I'm going to the Tumbleweeds, the bar that we met at. And she's
again.
And
are you telling me there's a bar called Tumbleweeds?
Yeah, it's in Newport. Yeah, it's in Newport
like,
Beach.
It's literally where you meet old women from the West. Like, yes. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, they're all from the West.
So,
she's like, so that's why you're not wearing a
bustle. So she got mad at me for that. That was on a Friday, and I told her, no, I'm hanging out with my friends. I'm not gonna hang out with you.
She
so,
said, you don't have.
So
friends.
On Saturday, she got pissed off at me like crazy for not hanging out with her, right? Okay. And then she was texting me all these crazy stories. And
don't say that shit.
Blah, blah, blah. Fucking BBC bitches be crazy, right? So then I tell her,
BBC?
Hey,
what'd you see right now?
BBC bitches be crazy. So. So.
BBC?
Bitches be crazy.
Bitches be crazy.
I thought that was just an English channel.
Okay,
now
so.
Now we're going to play it in life.
So I told her, hey, how
this one has no relevance, but still.
So, hey, Edson, I told her, hey, how does it feel to brush the shit out of your teeth?
Oh, come on. I gotta.
And then that same night, I seen her at the bar. And then I was like, hey, how are you? The same bar I met her at.
Wait a minute. So you were butthurt because she was with some other dude?
No, she was.
After you squirted
her
on
you? Yeah, he was butthurt because I didn't want to hang out with her the first night on Friday.
It's your fault.
Because I was like, you know what? My friend Ernie is newly single.
For one, you fucking with old bitches is a no-go for me.
Yeah.
But really? Like, that's awesome.
She got butthurt to me.
It's like wine.
Yeah, she literally got butthurt by you.
Sorry, that was too loud. Oh,
sexy! But anyway.
So is that it? Long story short?
Well, no. And then I told her to brush the shit out of her teeth.
What'd she say?
Because
she
I
said,
asked him out.
Don't tell me what to do, Shunny boy.
Did you go back to Tumbleweeds after that?
Yes, I did.
Not the bar.
I went back to
Tumbleweeds
the same night, and I went up to her, and she was talking to some younger cubs, which cubs is younger men for cougars. So they're cubs. Cubs and cougars. So
at Tumbleweeds,
I
right?
I went up to her and said, hey, how are you? My name is Steve. And I met all of them, and then after that, she just left. I was like, yes.
So you guys aren't going to get married anytime soon.
Fuck that. That bitch got fucking Social Security coming on the way.
Social what?
Security. Well, that's a good
thing. I heard
thing.
Social Curry, but
Social Curry.
I heard that, too. Right. Social Curry.
You told like, you don't shut the fuck up, dude. You've been loud this whole fucking time, dude.
Yeah.
You really got
to. You're too slow.
Am I at a 14? Do I need to go down to a 7?
Can we talk to you guys after this is over real quick?
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
But I am.
You want to finish this off?
Yeah, I'm gonna. Yeah, I'll finish you off.
No dice. And when Homer did it, and he pulled out his skin, he's all.
I am out of time though, so thanks again for listening to JK Talk Show.
Fuck
I'm,
you.
Shut up, got to rest, Mike. Okay,
Facebook.
I'm Josh K. Talk Show. Yeah, Josh K. Talk
Fuck
Show.
You. Josh K. Talk Show. Let
thanks
me
for listening. Got to rest. You did a good job today, Utah too. Boot, you didn't say anything. Utah, you barely said anything, but it was so good. Edson Aragon, thank you once again.
Please listen to.
Get right.
My podcast. Fuck my shit. This podcast has capability of getting somewhere further. If you guys listen, you guys follow him. Go to fucking iTunes, Facebook him, do whatever the fuck you can.
Whack him off. Man.
Whack him.
Yeah, I'm down for that. You don't even have to
whack
listen to the show to do that.
Three whack offs equals one new listener.
Sure, but anyway. <go. laughs> All right, carry on. God damn it. Okay, I'm trying to say goodbye here, but anyways,
bye.
Right.
Just suck his dick.
Okay, so my name's Josh Carey, or Josh K. Josh Carey Garcia, and this is
Edson Aragon.
We got this is Mr. Bukkake Gutterett.
I don't know why I pointed at you, but go on.
Utah.
Wow, that was enthusiastic.
Jesus Christ, shut up, dude. Let him get.
And we have
one sentence that will destroy the world right now.
Feed me my grapes.
Boot. Feed me my grapes. Wow, okay. My producers tell me not to give you the microphone anymore.
This is Cleveland Brown.
Thanks for listening. I shut your mic off. That was a good show. I thought it was great. You guys? Good, right? I turned your mic back on. Do you think that was good?
I do.
That was fun. I had a good time, guys. Thank you a lot. Good times, everybody. Good times. Enjoy your weekend, everyone. Or
I
hope you enjoyed
you
it.
I think you should fuck Josh Garcia.
I hope you enjoyed your weekend, everyone.
He has a large ass. Well, I see.
What Josh, you know what?